pretty special guest on the line with us today. His name is Doug Grammer. He is current, he is a current Republican chair for the 9th District. He's also running for first vice chair of the Georgia GOP. Graduate from the University of Tennessee with a degree at Chattanooga with a degree in economics, and his day job, is president and CEO of Grammer Enterprises, a financial services company. That's kind of what I do for my day job. Doug, thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to have you be on the show with you.
Oh, my pleasure. Tell me this. You're running for first vice chair. Tell us of the GOP party here in Georgia. Tell us how you got involved into politics and why.
I got involved in 1988 by joining the Dalton College Republicans. Well, I was just going to school and it seemed like something interesting going on, and I liked Reagan a lot, and I wanted to get involved. And I started by just attending meetings, and then a couple of years later, when I transferred up to UTC, I wound up chairing a club, and then I became a statewide college Republican officer. And at the same time, I got involved in Young Republicans in Georgia. I became a statewide officer in Georgia, and I was chairman of a statewide officer in two different states at the same time. So I've just been climbing that political ladder ever since.
Good for you. And obviously you're running for that position. Tell us and our listeners why you are best qualified for that position.
Well, a lot of people like to talk about grassroots as far as the establishment of the Republican Party. We like to listen to the people that are at the bottom of the rung. And I am the person at the bottom of the rung. I'm a precinct chairman for my county party. I've held various positions in my county party, including a brief stint as chairman. Made phone calls, I've written checks, I've knocked on doors, I've planted yard signs, and that's what the grassroots is all about. And if you've got to have somebody that's going to be answering questions about how to run your convention, it might be nice if you had somebody up there who's actually ran a convention before.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. And speaking of the upcoming convention and the elections and so forth, tell me what your goals are for the upcoming election and the conventions and so forth.
Well, one of the things I'd like to accomplish would be to help write a platform for the Georgia Republican Party. We used to have one years ago, and because people thought that it was a little bit too controversial, they decided to go back to just following the national platform. And I'd like to have Georgia to be able to say that we have these issues as far as water rights, the border with Tennessee, spending, what size government, that government closest to people is government that governs best. And just spell out where we stand on various issues. That way our elected officials, the people who are wanting to run for office, know what we want of them, and that voters can go there and look and see this is what the Republican Party stands for.
I love that idea.
Now, they can go to the Democratic Party of Georgia website and see their platform, and they can compare and see which one best matches their values.
I love the idea. I love the idea of full disclosure and letting people know where you stand. And speaking of that platform, in your opinion, where should the Georgia GOP be on illegal immigration and take into consideration or not your choice, but how the farmers feel and how they say they need illegal immigrants to do the work in the fields? Tell me where you are on that.
I don't think anybody needs to do anything illegal for them to make a living.
Good answer.
If that's the case, they need to get a new job.
Boy, I agree with that. That's simple, huh? Good for you. Good for you. All right. When it comes to the GOP and it comes to finding good candidates, because obviously we need to find a good candidate. We're doing that on a national level right now, trying to find a good candidate to take the White House in the next election. On the local level and on the Georgia level, what does the GOP need to do to find the right candidates to run for the very important offices here in the state of Georgia?
Well, let's talk about the local level first, because I think if we control the county courthouse, the state house, and the capitol will take care of itself. What you need to do, you need to find somebody who's well-respected throughout the community, is good at their job, and is honest and hardworking. They may not even like politics, but if you find somebody like that and you can talk them into running, you'll have people come up to support them.
Wow. You know what? You're a guy that takes difficult concepts and makes them simple, don't you?
I try.
You know, that's a very important thing. So we're coming up on a hard break, but I do want to give people opportunity to find out more about you. Do you have a website where people can go to find out more about you?
I've got a Facebook webpage that people can go to. Just go to Facebook and type in Doug Grammer.
All right, go to Facebook and type in Doug Grammer. Now, David, can we link that to the Ty J. Young Show website?
Absolutely.
Doug, we'll do that. We'll link that directly to your Facebook page so folks can go there from the Ty J. Young Show website.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate you.
Okay.